Hello, I'm Gurinda Chadder, and you are now at post 14 of the Happy Valley and Farthing Downs Nature Trail. This side of Happy Valley has been cleared of dense scrub and is grazed by sheep during the summer months. Here, the twilight environment has been replaced by an open one, and plants which were once shaded out are now able to grow again. When this area was first cleared in the 1960s, wildflowers such as orchids, violets and cowslips bloomed again for the first time in many decades. Until recently, these fields were cut by tractor every summer to keep them open. But in 2002, sheep were reintroduced to manage the grassland more sensitively. Grazing has lots of benefits for wildlife and allows many more types of plant and animal to survive here than if the area was kept open by tractor cutting alone. One advantage is that sheep remove the vegetation gently by gradually nibbling away at the plants. And this is much less harmful to butterflies and other insects than cutting by tractor. Grazing also creates grassland with many different heights of vegetation, from tall tussocks to closely grazed lawns. This varied structure provides a home for many more plants and insects than if the grassland was all cut to one height. As on Farthing Downs, you may notice anthills in this field. Once more, grazing is preferable to tractor cutting as it allows the anthills to grow bigger each year rather than cutting their tops off each time they're mown. Although tractor cutting appears to keep scrub under control, it doesn't permanently remove these small trees and bushes. It simply cuts them down to ground level in the late summer and they regrow with even more stems during the following spring. Grazing, in contrast, will eventually weaken the scrub and return this area to a beautiful grassland, rich in wildflowers and buzzing with insect life. In the summer months, you might be lucky enough to see a flock of sheep grazing in this field. These sheep are of traditional breeds, such as Herdwicks and Beulahs. These are hardy beasts, often from upland areas, and are able to eat tougher plants than their lowland cousins. This is ideal for conservation grazing, where the removal of tough grasses and young scrub is often what's needed. The Herdwick sheep have grey fleeces and are associated with the fells of the Lake District. The children's author Beatrix Potter was a keen champion of the breed, and when she died in 1943, she bequeathed 15 farms to the National Trust on the instruction that they were to continue to graze Herdwick flocks. Beulahs have been bred on the hills of Wales for over 100 years. Their face and legs are free from wool and distinctly speckled, and the fleece is white. The Beulah is bigger and less hardy than the true mountain sheep, which spends their whole lives on the hills and mountains, but is an ideal beast for grazing the gentle slopes of Happy Valley. The sheep are checked each day by the countryside warden and by our volunteer shepherds. They are counted and checked for health, and we make sure that they have enough food and water. In an area which is very popular with dog walkers, we also need to be very careful to check that the fences are secure and to ask our visitors to keep a close eye on their pets. To continue walking the nature trail, carry on along the path to a wooden post halfway up the hill. Follow the arrow to the right to head back down to the bottom of the valley and through a wooden kissing gate. Cross back over the horse ride, turn left and enter the woodland on your right near a bench.